kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nagbabala ang ilang grupo na mawawala ang libu-libong trabaho at mahihirapan ang mga university research sakaling ipatupad ang limitasyon sa bilang ng mga papasok na international students sa Australia. Nauna nang inanunsyo noong Mayo ni Education Minister Jason Clare ang draft ng panukalang batas kung saan magbibigay sa kanya ng kapangyarihan na itakda ang bilang ng mga bagong international student enrollment sa mga kurso at provider. Tinawag agad itong recipe for chaos ng mga nangungunang policy expert. Ayon kay Tara Kavanagh, Group Manager ng Immigration Policy ng Department of Home Affairs, kailangan anyang batas na ito upang maisaayos ang sistema.
There is evidence of exploitation of overseas students and of actors in the sector who seek to subvert Australia's migration and education systems to enable the entry of people into Australia for purposes other than study. This exploitation can range from providing poor quality education products to high student fees and false promises of pathways to permanent migration. The problem extends to grave instances of sex trafficking, bonded labour and slavery-like conditions for people entering the country on a student visa. Such activity and funding is supporting networks of criminal activity inside and outside of Australia.
Binatikos naman ni Universities Australia Chief Executive Luke Sheehy ang panukala sa pagharap nito sa Parliamentary Committee.
The Education Services for Overseas Students Amendment Quality and Integrity Bill, for the most part, is rushed policy. Universities Australia supports the government's intention to maintain the integrity and sustainability of the international education sector. But we believe the bill, as drafted, is more a political smokescreen than an instrument for good policy, as the government seeks to gain an upper hand in the battle of migration ahead of the next election. Our main issue lies with the amendments that seek to control the number of international students our universities can enrol and what courses they can enrol in.
Simula noong 2023, inilunsad ng gobyerno ang 9 na pangunahing pagbabago sa migration policy na malaki ang epekto sa bago at dati ng mga international students. Matatanda ang katapusan ng 2023, nakabalik ang bilang ng mga international students sa Australia mula sa mababang bilang noong pandemya. Sumabay ito sa pagtaas ng presyo ng mga paupahan at kukulangan sa bahay na matutuluyan, kaya naman nais itong masolusyonan ng pamahalaan at tila magre-resulta ito sa pagbaba ng bilang ng mga international student. Sa panayam ng SBS, isang estudyante na si Vivek Arumugam mula Bangladesh na nag-aaral sa Curtin University, ikinwento nito ang hamon sa paghahanap ng matutuluyan ng unang dumating sa bansa.
So I came here 1 year back, so it was like quite difficult to get some accommodation, but after a few months I got to know where to get and so on. But few of the new students, they could not able to get so far. I know few of my friends were struggling to get, so they have to make it easier, so little bit, because of house crisis, we know it's like limited towards here, there is a lot of students incoming, so it's like little bit hard to get few accommodation.
Iginit naman ni Luke Sheehy na walang datos na magsusuporta sa pagkukonekta ng krisis sa pabahay sa pagtaas ng bilang ng mga international students.
Both major parties are linking the post-pandemic return of international students who they've encouraged back to Australia's housing shortage. The facts and data do not support this argument. Housing data shows rental vacancies rates in suburbs around inner-city university campuses are higher than the average of major cities. Further, the Student Accommodation Council has found that international students only make up 4% of the total private rental market.
Sa ilalim ng nasabing panukalang batas, papayagan ng mga universidad na lumampas sa bilang ng mga dagdag na estudyante kung magtatayo din ito ng mga dagdag na student housing upang makatulong sa rental market. Ayon naman sa Group of Eight, kung saan kabilang mga nangungunang universidad sa Australia, pahihinain ng limitasyon na ito ang malakas at matagumpay na education export industry ng bansa. Narito ang pahayag ni Group of Eight Chief Executive Vicky Thompson.
This rushed and poorly framed legislation is a classic example of retrofitting policy to suit dubious politics. The rationale for capping international students chops and changes. It's either the housing crisis, cost of living, rental affordability, rental availability, redistribution of students to regional areas, or the removal of shonks, crooks and dodgy providers. What we do all agree on is an international education system which is grounded in quality and integrity, and we are absolutely committed to a discussion around managed growth. But let's be clear, the archetype of shonks and crooks is not representative of the university sector.
Isa pa sa pinangangambahan ng mga universidad at iba pang education providers ang epekto ng panukala sa university financing. Nagbabayad ang mga international students ng buong tuition at ito ang pinakamalaking nag-iisang source of income para sa karamihan ng universidad, maliban na sa mga government grants. Ikinwento ng mga universidad na malaki na ang epekto ng mataas na student visa refusal rates dahil na din sa Ministerial Direction 107. Lalo na anila sa regional Australia kung saan malaki ang ibinaba ng mga international student revenue simula noong pandemya. Ikinababahala pa ang mas matinding epekto sa kabuuan ng regional Australia. Dagdag ni Luke Sheehy na malaking epekto nito sa ekonomiya.
The impact of having some 60,000 fewer international students arrive on our shores is significant. It would represent a $4.3 billion hit to the economy and could cost the university sector alone over 14,000 jobs, not to mention the flow-on effect for small businesses which heavily rely on international students.
Para sa karamihan ng mga international students, Australia ang pangunahing pinipiling destinasyon. Gaya ni Hufaisa Nawaz na estudyante sa Curtin University mula Bangladesh. Kinukonsidera niya noon ang Canada pero may ilang rason kung bakit siya napadpad sa Australia.
The reason why I chose Australia is because it has like better living standards, better wages than Canada, better weather conditions. The time zone was a big factor for me as well, and the flights are cheaper.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Sydney Lang at Sophie Bennett para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, DJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.